perfect world. There ain't no perfect world anyway. Ain't no living in a perfect world. But we'll keep on dreaming of living in a perfect world.
The Democrats are absolute hypocrites. All along, they've been supporting walls and supporting fences and supporting all sorts of border security.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal.
And that is audio from a video that President Trump posted yesterday online. He took to Twitter and let people know exactly what's going on as with regards to the border wall. And I'll play that in its entirety for you coming up in just a couple of minutes so you can hear exactly what he has to say about the matter. And we'll also hop in the Wayback Machine with Peabody and Sherman and go back and listen to what Democrats used to say back before they realized that all of these illegal immigrants could possibly become Democrat voters. And that's what's coming in just a few minutes here on The Daily Perspective. Good morning and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and similar greetings to you. Mark Congleton here, handling hosting duties for the day and hoping that your day is a good one. Here at the Mark and Mac Show studios, the markandmacshow.com studios, it is a drizzly, wet, soggy day, and it looks like it's going to be that way for the weekend. So hopefully where you are, the weather is a bit nicer. Here in the Southland, we get rain. A little farther north, you get snow. And from time to time, we get snow and everybody loses their minds. But this weekend, we're all just going to get soaked. Yeah, well, that's life in the South in the fall as we get close to Christmas time. And hopefully it's better where you are. So coming up on this edition of The Daily Perspective, we've got the way things have changed, the way the Democrats have changed their stance on illegal immigration. We'll take a look at the effectiveness of the border wall, because we actually do have border wall up in certain places. If you're listening to leftist progressive media, the progressive press, you're probably unaware of how much we actually have and how effective it is. We'll take a look at that. The Boy Scouts are in the news. You remember they started accepting girls not too long ago, just a few months back. We'll see how that's worked out for them. Maxine Waters, God love her. Maxine Waters. You remember Maxine Waters, don't you? You remember Maxine Waters.
Impeach 45.
Yeah.
Impeach 45.
Well, Mad Maxine is back in the news again, and we'll see what's up with her. Plus, you know, we talked the other day about the slush fund that's been set up and the millions of dollars that have been paid out for sexual harassment claims to members of Congress or for members of Congress. Wow. That's back in the news again today as well. And we'll dive into all of that plus more if we have time here on this edition of The Daily Perspective. But first, let's go back to what President Trump has had to say as far as how the Democrats have been handling this business with the wall and whether or not they are being honest. I'm sorry. I just couldn't. Honesty and the Democrats. That's just when it comes to politicians, you just can't use the word honesty, can you? Because it doesn't benefit them politically. Well, President Trump posted a video to Twitter yesterday. In this video, he accused the Democrats of being absolute hypocrites on border security and the wall, using clips from numerous high-profile Democrats in support of his point. In the clips, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Chucky, failed 2016 presidential nominee Hillary Clinton Thank God. And former President Barack Obama all denounce illegal immigration. And Ms. Clinton specifically brags about voting to keep immigrants out with barriers. At a town hall-style gathering, Mrs. Clinton said she helped push funding to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. Mr. Schumer says flatly that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. And Mr. Obama says that we simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked. Democrats have long said they favor border security and barriers while denouncing Mr. Trump's wall as different to the point of being a betrayal of America itself. Well, Mr. Trump introduced the clips by saying of the Democrats that all along they've been supporting walls and supporting fences and supporting all sorts of border security. And after the clips, he wraps it up by saying they just don't want to act because of me. And you heard a bit of it at the top of the show. Here's the whole thing.
The Democrats are absolute hypocrites. All along, they've been supporting walls and supporting fences and supporting all sorts of border security.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
Look, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked.
The fact is, they've always supported fences and walls and partitions, but you know what? They only don't want to do it because of me. They have to put the people ahead of politics. We need to have the wall. We need border security. Whatever it takes to get border security, I will do it. I pledged that a long time ago, and I will pledge it always. We've done a really fantastic job with what we have. We can do an almost perfect job if we have the wall and proper border security. And that's what we're going to do for the American people. Thank you.
Now, let's go back in time. And let's see here. Where are we? Wow, there's so much to choose from. Okay, let's go back and see what former President Barack Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton had to say in the past about immigration.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws.
Even as we are a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system. And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. But today, our immigration system is broken. And everybody knows it. There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions. We'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel so that they can stem the flow of illegal crossings and speed the return of those who do cross over. If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up. We expect people who live in this country to play by the rules. We expect that those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
And they're not alone. Senator Dianne Feinstein also had a little to say.
I think we can enforce our borders. I think we should enforce our borders. To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are born of illegal immigrants creates a very real problem for the state, which is in deficit.
Look, of course you can enforce the borders.
Let me finish.
I agree.
To have 17% of our prison population at a cost of $300 million a year be illegal immigrants who come here and commit felonies. That's not what this nation is all about.
She brings up a financial aspect of this, and this is years ago. Of course, today she would never, ever, ever, ever say such a thing, because the progressive Looney Tunes who are in charge of the left side of our political aisle today, the Democrat Party, it being run by progressive psychopaths, well, she would never cross them, because if she did, she would never be reelected again. This is a woman in her mid-80s, by the way, worth millions upon millions of dollars. She has her own private Gulfstream jet, for Pete's sake. But for some reason, she keeps running for office. It's that lust for power. It's just, yeah. At any rate, there is a financial aspect. There really is a financial aspect. In fact, the amount of money that Trump's asking for, the $5 billion, that's billion with a B, the $5 billion he's asking for, an amount of money that you cannot imagine having yourself, is a mere tiny fraction of the amount of money that this nation spends dealing with the illegal immigrant issue. And part of that is because they come across the border and have children, anchor babies.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee of full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
Former Senate Democrat Harry Reid on anchor babies. Then, you know, we actually had an example of that just this last week or so, where one of the members of the caravan, a woman pregnant, managed to squeeze through a gap in the border fence and get into California and had her baby. And now, because she had the baby on U.S. soil, she's protected. That baby is an anchor that allows her to stay here. That baby is an anchor that secures her into our government systems so that she can start using your money in the form of your taxes, your money, to pay to feed that baby, to clothe that baby, to house that baby, and to take care of it medically, as well as herself. And that is one thing that's wrong with our system. And that is why there was a confrontation in the Oval Office the other day in front of TV cameras.
One thing I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute. And you want to shut it down. You keep talking about it.
The last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
20 times, Chuck, you have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wool. None of us have
you
said
it. You want to know something?
You've said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you've
on my...
You've said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
good.
Of shutting down.
That is
and I'm going to shut it down for border security.
But we
security.
Believe you shouldn't shut it down.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
And he will shut it down. And I think most rational, honest people believe that he should. He should allow it to shut down. Because, honestly, the government's not doing its job to protect America. Why let it stay open? Why continue to fund it? And, of course, they're whining. They're complaining. They're trying to use this as a massive negative. But the thing is that they're not doing their job. Of course they should be given a few days off. And you know what? Those who are whining about, oh, what about those people who need their pay? What about the services provided to people? What about... Do you really think that's not going to continue going on? Do you really think that those people are not going to get paid? Do you really think that those government services, the welfare checks and the like are going to stop? More when the Daily Perspective continues. Merry Christmas, everybody. Everybody bark along. Question looming the largest in my mind. How'd they get the cats and dogs to work together in the studio? It's never worked out for me. I have the scars to prove it. You're listening to The Daily Perspective. It's good to have you along. Thanks for listening wherever you may be listening. Whether you're listening sometime in the afternoon in the UK or sometime later in the day in Hawaii as you walk to work. Depending on where you may be, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Perspective. I'm glad you're along. It is, this whole situation with immigration is basically just insanity at work. This is progressivism. This is the globalist agenda. This is the world without borders. It's a fantasy. It's a unicorn. It's something that doesn't exist and can't exist because, honestly, there are some evil people in this world and they don't care about the borders anyway. And you have to protect your country from evil people who will come and destroy your economy and tumble your nation. So you have to have borders and you have to be careful about who you allow in. You just have to. You have to defend your nation. But the progressives don't see things that way because they are, well, they're idiots, but they see themselves as both morally and intellectually superior to everyone else. So they refuse to accept any other viewpoint on the issue, or really any issue, because they believe they're so much more intelligent, they're so much more enlightened than you. They don't have to listen to anything you say because you couldn't possibly understand things as well as they do. Well, one of those people works for CNN. His name is Jim Sciutto. He was one of many journalists this week who attacked President Trump's comments about border security during that meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on Tuesday. Sciutto even did a whole segment fact-checking the president on Wednesday's CNN newsroom. Unfortunately for him, actual experts checked in from the Department of Homeland Security, and they called out his reporting on Twitter with a brutal comeback. The former Obama staffer, who has turned CNN host, he took to Twitter to brag about his fact check of Trump's claims about DHS stopping terrorists at the border, dismissing it as fear-mongering. He said, "In fact, DHS did not provide evidence of a single terrorist caught on the southern border over the last short period of time, as the president claimed. This is not the first time that the president implied that the wall is necessary due to the terror threat," he sneered during the segment. But Tyler Q. Holton, who is a spokesperson for the DHS, embarrassed Mr. Sciutto by pointing out that CNN never contacted them and that terrorists, among others, are a real threat. He tweeted back, "We're happy to provide the facts, but you never reached out. In fact, DHS prevented 3,755 known or suspected terrorists from traveling to or entering the United States in fiscal year 2017. That's in addition to 17,526 criminals, 1,019 gang members, and 3,028 special interest aliens." Now, Heather Childers over at Fox News on Thursday's Fox and Friends said there have been discrepancies about the numbers and the work being done at the border. And then she read the tweet. Despite this, the media continues their fact-checking charade with MSNBC's Willie Geist claiming on today's Morning Joe, on the Morning Joe show, yesterday morning, that is, there's no problem with terrorists coming over the border. There's no problem with the caravan. Although we know from intelligence, and you and I have both seen them, the reports and heard the reports, that yes, there have been members of MS-13 found in the caravan. There have been terrorists, known terrorists, spotted in the caravan. There have been people with diseases, diseases that we've had under control here in the United States for years. But there are people with those diseases in the caravan. There are suspicious characters in the caravan, and even more suspicious characters running the caravan. So CNN's fact check turned out to be fairly factless from a feckless host, I should say. When your friends, your liberal friends on social media, come at you and tell you that Trump is lying about all this stuff, please remember, he's not lying. The people who are lying are people like CNN's Jim Sciutto. The people who are lying are people like Willie Geist over at MSNBC. The people who are lying are the morning host over on MSNBC and CNN and the network news. We're finding out again and again that because of their progressive leanings, because of their own opinion of themselves as being intellectually and morally superior and enlightened beyond anything you can imagine, that they refuse to see the facts through the lens of truth. Things have to line up with their ideology, with their ideology. So they are not going to tell you the truth because the truth is inconvenient to the progressive narrative. God love them. Bless their hearts. They're wrong and they will continue to be wrong because they don't see themselves as possibly wrong. They couldn't possibly be wrong because they're intellectually superior to everyone else and they have a higher moral calling than everyone else. They can't be wrong. They are the experts. They are the shining light that will protect you and the rest of you, of the dull people who are not as intelligent as them, from themselves. You have to remember what Barack Obama said back in 2007-2008 in one of those huge rallies that he had. He declared to the people, "We are the people we've been waiting for." In other words, we've arrived. We're the progressives. We're the intellectual elite. We are the morally superior. We are the people who can do what we have hoped and prayed would happen. In other words, we're the ones who are finally going to get socialism right. And bless their hearts, that's an argument they always make. Well, those people didn't do it right. The wrong people did it. The wrong people were in charge. The wrong people were running things. The wrong people were at the top. The wrong people were heading this or that up. But in their eyes, they're the right people. You see how this all comes back to the socialist agenda. Progressivism. Progressivism is just a facade, a shield, a mask, a cover for the evil that is socialism. So your progressive friends on social media have bought into the big lie. And they are more comfortable agreeing with others who support that lie because they've invested a lot in it. I said this the other day. It's still true. When you invest a lot of your time, energy, and belief into a lie, you're going to defend it vigorously. And you're going to cling to whatever source of information reinforces the lie. Well, that's what these people have done. They've bought into the lie. They've invested heavily in it. They're in it up to their eyebrows. That's so deep that they eat, sleep, live, and breathe the lie. Everything is the lie. And so, when you challenge the lie, they get a little bit huffy about it. They aren't happy that you're challenging what they so deeply and firmly believe is true. And the sad part is, that deep down inside, a lot of your progressive liberal friends don't really believe it's true. They've just got so much invested in it that they can't back off. It's like that friend of yours who wrecked their marriage because they convinced themselves they didn't love the spouse anymore. They lied to themselves in order to make themselves happy and do what they wanted to do. So they lied to themselves. And in the process, they destroyed themselves, they destroyed their family, they destroyed their marriage, they destroyed their home. But they wouldn't back off because they had so much invested in the lie. Up next, another lie with a bad outcome as the Daily Perspective continues. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm dreaming of white.
I promise this is not a racist
Christmas
statement.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Can I ask you an important question?
Well, treetops,
I mean, I'm serious.
Glisten.
Have you thought about giving yourself a little Christmas gift? Yeah. You can sign up for the Daily Perspective newsletter. See, I snuck that right in there. It's Christmas time. Why not? It's all about being sneaky around your friends and relatives, right? Just go to markcongleton.com, markandmacshow.com, or either one of the Facebook pages, the Daily Perspective or the Mark and Mac Show. Click that sign up button and fill in the form. And before you know it, you'll be getting an email saying, hey, so you want to sign up? And you say yes, and you start getting the Daily Perspective newsletter. Every single day, you get the show notes, the unabridged version, I might add, the one that has all the stuff I had stacked up to talk about for the day, knowing that I won't have time, but still, all of the stuff, and from time to time, a little extra insanity that comes bubbling out of my weird little brain. So, get signed up today, or sign up a friend. And when they ask you why they got this weird email about some newsletter, tell them about it, and tell them they need to say yes. And then they'll start getting it, too. That's the Daily Perspective newsletter. Get signed up today. So, here we are, of all the places in this country, with the insanity going on, political correctness has gone nuts. It's run amok. I'm telling you, people, it's cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria. And you would think that an organization with a squeaky clean image, with, you know, that all-American, rosy-cheeked, hard-working, just good good image, you'd think that they'd be safe from political correctness and the insanity that's destroying our country, and you'd be wrong. The Boy Scouts of America. We talked about this a while back. The Boy Scouts decided to start accepting girls. The Girl Scouts of America, none too happy, filed a lawsuit because the BSA decided to drop boys from the whole term, all the terminology, just call themselves the Scouts and Scouting, and they just took they took gender out of it. Why? Because of the insanity of gender dysphoria and the people who insist that that gender is a social construct. These people, these people who say that to insist that there are only two genders is oppressive and wrong and unscientific, even though hundreds of years of medical science have taught us that there are only two genders and that two genders are necessary for the species to survive, they're wrong. They're just, that's just wrong. It's just wrong. Well, Boy Scouts of America decided to allow girls into their program after their membership began failing. But the numbers continued to tumble thereafter, leaving the organization facing potential bankruptcy. BSA's program for 11 to 17-year-olds planned to change the name to Scouts BSA, with members referring to themselves as Scouts rather than boy or girl. They were also looking to allow older girls to earn the highest rank of Eagle Scout. The announcement was met with a lot of criticism, especially when it came to their sister organization, the Girl Scouts of USA, Girl Scouts of the USA, GSUSA. GSUSA's chief customer? Okay. Lisa Margosian previously stated they were disappointed in BSA's handling of the situation. When announcing the change in 2017, the BSA said in a statement, "The historic decision was made after receiving many requests from families and girls interested in the program." BSA's move toward allowing girls and transgender boys into their programs led to a continual downfall in membership in recent years. And now the organization is facing bankruptcy. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Filing for bankruptcy comes amidst legal costs of the organization's handling of sexual abuse allegations. Uh-oh. In a BSA statement released Wednesday, Chief Scout Executive Michael B. Serbaugh said they're working to explore all options available to ensure that the local and national programming of the Boy Scout of America continues uninterrupted. After their decision to open the doors, by the way, that when you get the show notes today, that entire letter is in the show notes. You can read the whole thing. After their decision to open the doors in their program to other genders and change the name, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which was one of the organization's largest sponsors, cut their ties to the BSA after a relationship of over 100 years. In November, the GSUSA filed a trademark lawsuit against BSA for dropping the word boy from their flagship program. I mentioned this earlier, claiming it caused confusion among the public and creating complications as parents interested in signing up for Girl Scout programs have instead mistakenly signed up for the new girls programs offered by BSA. The organization has hired Sidley Austin LLP law firm as they look to possibly file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The BSA's future depends partly on the outcome of sex abuse-related litigation and future damages awarded. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Serbaugh said in the statement that at no time in our history have we knowingly allowed a sexual predator to work with the youth, and that they act quickly to address those issues related to abuse allegations. According to the Wall Street Journal, BSA leaders commented saying the latest lawsuit could cause BSA to pay damages out of its own funds to the extent the claims are not covered by insurance or if the insurance carriers are unable to or unwilling to honor the claims. The hefty costs due to sexual abuse allegations and the organization's downfall in membership could lead the 108-year-old nonprofit to declare bankruptcy. So the Boy Scouts of America appears to be heading towards bankruptcy because of political correctness. Because people refuse to admit, they refuse to be honest. We're back to that word again, honest. Honesty. It plays into everything. They refuse to be honest with themselves and with their children and admit that boys and girls are different. Boys and girls have different social needs. Boys and girls have different views of the world around them. If you're a parent and you're an honest parent, you know this is true. If you have boys and girls, or you're around your family members and you've all got your kids together and the boys and the girls, they approach play very differently. They socialize with each other differently. They look at the world around them differently. Because boys and girls are different. It's not a social construct. It's genetic. It's in the wiring. It's the way we're made. And denying that, just because it makes you feel better about certain things, is lying to yourself and damaging your children. It's child abuse. Back to a certain line here. BSA's move toward allowing girls and transgender boys into their programs led to a continual downfall in membership in recent years. And now the organization's facing bankruptcy. Of course it led to a continual downfall in membership. Because parents, moms and dads, looked at the situation and said, I'm not putting my kid in that. Parents who were honest with themselves. Parents who know life and refuse to play politically correct games looked at the situation and said, nope. Sorry, Johnny, you're not joining that. We'll find something else. And other things have come up. And you know, there are other things that have come up. So yes, the Boy Scouts of America, the BSA, is facing financial trouble. It looks like they may have to file bankruptcy. It looks like they may fold because they've decided to embrace political correctness. Whether it's by choice or because they've been threatened, they still embraced it. They've made a mistake. They've made a bad decision. In the words of that ancient knight in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, they chose poorly. And as a result, financially, they're suffering. They're hurting. And they are probably going to wind up in bankruptcy court. They're going to have to file for bankruptcy to protect themselves. And they will never be the same. Never. With the combination of the issue of them being politically correct and the issue of sexual predators getting in through the cracks and preying on members, preying on children, they're done for. I'll just go ahead and say it. I think they're done for. It's just a matter of time before we see the headline, "The Boy Scouts of America Folds." And that's a sad, sad thing. Because in my family, the Boy Scouts were a pretty big deal. I have an uncle and a cousin who both were Eagle Scouts. And I have an uncle who was a scoutmaster, still involved with scouting, still shaping, molding, nurturing young men. And it was important. My dad wanted me involved in scouting. And so I was. And this is a sad thing for everybody who's had even the most tangential of relationships with scouting. Because scouting for boys, Boy Scouts, was cool. But like anything we let the liberals get their hands on, it's crumbled, it's become weird, distorted, strange, bizarre, twisted, and eventually implodes. And it's sad. It's very sad. So, sometime today, a moment of silence for the Boy Scouts. God love them. They did it to themselves. Up next, Mad Maxine is back in the news as the Daily Perspective continues.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Wow, you know, we're like 11 days away.
Blitzing and all his reindeer.
Yeah, so close.
Pulling on the rain.
Yep. Bells. Less than 2 weeks until Christmas Day. Hopefully you got your, I'm not going to ask you that. Have you started your Christmas shopping? Because I know some of you, very, very well. And I know the answer to that question is, haven't done it. Wouldn't be prudent. No. Mm-mm. Best deals are Christmas Eve. No, you're right. Sure. You're going to be stopping by the Quickie Mart on the way home is what you're going to be doing. I know you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness gracious. Sakes alive. Well, you know who. The one, the only, Mad Maxine is back in the news.
Impeach 45. Impeach 45.
Yes.
Impeach 45.
You know, we haven't heard from Maxine Waters in a while. What's she up to? Oh, you know, still screaming impeach 45. She's still saying he deserves to be impeached. God love her. She actually appeared on MSNBC the other day, and she had some things to say. And this is, here we go.
Well, absolutely. And let me just say this. All of the descriptions of what would happen if we move to impeach Trump are basically excuses. Excuses because, you know, maybe they don't want to fail at it. Maybe they believe that Trump will cause a revolt. You know, you talk about violence, you know, and they accuse others of violence. This president basically said, if you move to impeach me, my people are going to revolt. And maybe some of that is resonating with, you know, the senators, the members of Congress, Republican or Democrat, but they are derelict in their responsibility. The Constitution gives us the responsibility to impeach a president and others in government if, in fact, they are guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which we define. I believe
really?
That this president is dangerous. I think he has undermined our democracy. I think he's aligned himself with the enemy, with Putin. He loves dictators. He has literally undone some of the good public policy that has been created for the safety of the citizens of this country. And I believe that he certainly qualifies for impeachment. We may never get it done. And maybe Democrats fear that somehow if we move to impeach him, maybe his base will grow larger. I don't think so. I think they're going to shrink. I think that base is going to shrink because they're going to see who this president really is. He's talking about closing down the government. He's going to hurt some of the very people he claims to want to support. Many of these people are just workers out there, people who living on their paychecks day to day. And I want you to know they cannot afford to have their paychecks cut off because this president is going to close down the government. He deserves to be impeached.
Your
I'm sorry. The interviewer, the guy on MSNBC talking to her, keeps trying to get a word in edgewise. But she has practiced over the years. She is well versed in how to monopolize an interview. And so she knows that she has to take short little breaths and keep on talking. Otherwise, an interviewer will try to change the course of the interview, and she can't say what she wants to say. She actually said, she's actually saying he deserves to be impeached. Now, she mentioned high crimes and misdemeanors, and she said something that I think is key here, which we define. And she means by that, she means that Congress will define what the high crimes and misdemeanors are. And that's not true. There is paperwork. There is law which governs what are high crimes and misdemeanors. And nothing has happened so far that falls into that category. Nothing. She can keep insisting that he is dangerous. She can keep insisting that he has undermined our democracy. By the way, we have a representative constitutional republic, not a democracy. Democracies always fold. Venezuela is a democracy. She said she can keep saying that he's aligned himself with Putin. That he loves dictators. There's no evidence of this on any of this she's saying. There's none. She can say he's literally undone some of the good public policy that's been created for the safety of the citizens of this country. Really? Really? Would you mind itemizing this good public policy? Could it be the public policy that was sold by promising us we could keep our doctor? Promising us that we could keep our policy? Is that what you're talking about? Is it that public policy, ma'am? Is it that public policy that we were promised we would save $2,500 a year on our insurance, on our medical costs? Is that the public policy you're talking about? The public policy that actually ended up doubling, tripling, and quadrupling our medical costs, our insurance costs, that raised deductibles through the roof, that made copays go up? Is that the public policy, the good policy you're talking about, ma'am? Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about the public policy that protects illegal immigrants from being deported? People who are not supposed to be in the United States of America in the first place, and they're here lurking in the shadows because a system was set up where they could fall through the cracks very easily. And then go live in the shadows and make money. Enough money to actually live on in the United States and then send some back to where they came here from illegally to support their families. Is that the good policy you're talking about, ma'am? What is it you're talking about specifically, Maxine? Talking about the safety of the country. The safety of the country. Ignoring our borders, sending billions upon billions upon billions of dollars to people who are at the center of promoting and funding and enabling terrorism so that they could build nuclear weapons. Is that what you're talking about, Maxine? Maxine Waters. There's a reason we call her Mad Maxine. The woman is nuts. She is absolutely nuts.
Impeach 45. Impeach 45.
And you know what's even more disturbing,
impeach
I think?
45. Impeach
it's that
45.
It looks like she's going to be in charge of some very, very sensitive things when the new Congress, the new House of Representatives, convenes in January. That she's going to be put in charge of some committees. She's going to be put in charge of making some decisions that she has no business being anywhere around. Banking is one of them. If you'd like to know why, do a little bit of research about her, her husband, and his bank. And you'll learn that sometime in the past, she actually pushed for legislation. She pushed for help for small banks that would benefit her husband's bank. Just go look it up. I don't have all the details right in front of me, or I would just fire it off to you. I just don't have the documents in front of me. But it's there. Do your due diligence today. Look that up and find out how corrupt this woman actually is. She's been actually voted the most corrupt member of the House of Representatives on more than one occasion. And she's going to be given authority in the new Congress, in the new House of Representatives in January. Why? Because she is a screaming lunatic who wants to impeach President Trump. That's why. It's all about doing damage. It's all about making President Trump so radioactive nobody wants to touch him. And she is the chief cheerleader. Yeah, the inmates are running the asylum. And she is the head loony. Wow. Hey, that'll have to do it for today. I hope you have a great weekend, wherever you may be. Get your Christmas shopping done. Come on. So you can enjoy next week. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back right here on Monday on The Daily Perspective. Bye-bye.